Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf nun. We're starting a brand new perek, perek Rabban Gamliel. The perek is going to deal with the Mietzer Shem, multiple actions taken by one Yavam or multiple Yavamim. And the four actions that we're going to focus on are, number one, get, two, mamer, three, bia, meaning the actual Yibam, and number four, chalitza. And we're going to discuss whether these are done multiple times by multiple Yevamin or multiple Yevamois, as you'll see in Mietz Shem in the Mishnah. So to Mishnah, Ein get acher get, v'loi mamer acher mamer. V'loi be'ila acher be'ila, v'loi chalitza acher chalitza. Now what is all of this referring to? This is referring to Dr. Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, Ein get acher get, about 10 lines into the Rashi. Shtei yevamois li odem echad me ach echad. Right, you have one brother Nebuch passed away. He left over two yevamois, what the Gemara elsewhere called two tsarais. Okay, and now you have the yavam. Benosan get lezu v'get lezu, and he gave a get to each one of the two. Now that's not what he's supposed to do. Minatoyah, you're supposed to do a yibum or a chalitza. Midrabanan, you can go and give a mimer. But he gave a get. Why he gave a get? I don't know. But that's what he did. He gave a get, number one, to the first lady, and a get to the second lady. So now, we already learned in previous Mishnayos that there is an inyan of kroivois gerushasai, kroivois chalutzasai. For instance, the sister of one's gerusha or the sister of one's chalutza are osir. Now the question is the person osir vis-a-vis that second get? Says our Rashi and says our Mishnah, the second get is basically worthless, and therefore einoi osir b'kroivois shnia. He does not become osir to the kroivois of the second woman. He does become osir to the kroivois of the first woman because that's a get. And as we'll see in the Gemara Mietz Hashem, that this get works midrabanan. Why the get works midrabanan? Why would the rabbanan misakin the get? And Mietz Hashem we'll see as we enter into the Gemara. But the first get certainly causes the dinam of kroivois gerushasai. So he would not be able to go and marry the sister and the mother and the daughter and all the other mishpacha of the one to whom he gives a get initially. However, the second get, says Rashi, ain't osur b'kroivus shniyah. He's not osur to the kroivus of that second one. Why? So, says Rashi, it's a mimanav shach dikka case. And the Gemara explains, in Mietz Hashem, on the Omer Aleph of tomorrow, we might take a peek at it, that according to Gamliel, the whole institution of get, as well as maimer, is really so cloudy that it's a suffix. What's the suffix? Says Rashi, Memanavshach, the ikama ahani, if the first get accomplishes something, what would a get accomplish? That to be pekea the zika, that even though min hatoyra zika only goes away with yibum or chalitza, but if you're going to go and tell me that get also has that same effect midrabanan, that the zika goes away. So then the zika goes away for both of the tsaris, both of the yavamis, v'hava, and now when he gives a get to the second woman, it's kimigarish nachris. It's as if you're walking down the street, you meet a lady and say, hey, young lady, what's your name? Blima. Blima bas what? Bas avrum. Here's a get, I'm giving you a get. I'm not related to you. I want to give you a get anyway. Of course it is insane to do something like that. It's nonsensical. But that's basically what we're saying. That if the first get accomplished that the Zika went away, then he's just giving a piece of paper to the second lady, which has no validity. It's not effective. It's goodish. Elam, are you going to tell me, come on, it's only Drabana. The Zika doesn't go away. If you're going to tell me that the first get really doesn't accomplish anything, and the two still have a zika, then basu namen lo yahani. So then the second get hasn't accomplished anything more than the first get. V'hilkach lav grushasi. So it's not his grusha. So mamanav shach is not his grusha.
But would she still be a zika? Is it be a krovas zikosa, right?
He's not marrying them. We just want to know whether or not the get of the second one has any validity b'teiras get. And our Gemara says it has no validity b'teiras get.
How does it have validity for the first one if you didn't marry her? So it's an instrument.
Because there's a zika. Zika causes there to be an umbilical cord connection between the two.
And that justifies the get as an instrument.
Not that it justifies. The Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said that if a person gives a get to his Yevama, that it also has some legal ramifications. But only to the first lady, vis-a-vis the first one. That vis-a-vis that first one, if and when he gave a get to the, let's assume that it was only one Yevama, not multiple Yevamas. He has one Yevama, he gave her a get, and then after that, he wanted to go and marry the sister or the mother or the daughter, for instance, of that Yevama, he'd be prohibited from doing that because it would be Kroivas Girushasai. However, the second one that he gave a get to is Gunish, and therefore he can go and marry all the Kroivas of the second woman. Is good? So that's Legabe, you're very welcome. Now that's Rashi started off by saying the Tumach, the Yevamais, the Adam Echad. Says Rashi, Bechenshne Yevamin, the Yevama Achas. The same thing would apply if you have two yavams, meaning two men, and you have one yavama, but not on the zeget v'zeget. And each one of them decided, I want to give a get to my shemeres yavam. Why? I don't know, but that's what they did. Again, on achrit ein aklum, the second one is worthless. The first one does have some legal efficacy and ramifications, as we'll see in the Gemara, but the second one is gornished. And the time is like we just explained. What did we just explain? That Mamanavshach, if the get takes away the Zika, then giving a get to the second woman is like giving it to a Nachris. And Lamai, you're going to go and tell him, come on, doesn't take away the Zika. Zika's the Araisa, and this is the Rabbanan. How can it take it away? Fine, you're right. So therefore, just like the first one was not a complete get, the second one was also not a complete get. Like Rashi said, the kamaloy ahani lemidchi, if the first get doesn't help to go and push away the Zika is still there. So Basra namaloy ahani, so the Basra didn't accomplish anything either. And so therefore the get is manavshach, nothing, the second get.
Meaningless.
Would chalitza have a greater impact?
A chalitza would have a huge impact. That if a woman folds li'ivam, let's say multiple yivamis like we just had, and you give a chalitza to the first one, that resolves the entire issue. From that point on, there is no longer any zika left between the yivama and the yavam. Brother Jeff, we are in Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we're holding at the Rashi v'loi mamar acher mamar. This Rashi is seven lines before the middle wide lines. It's about 20 lines into the new perek of the Rashi.
I have it.
Good.
I have it. Thank you, Rabbi.
You're very welcome.
So maybe the chalitza is more expensive than a get.
It's nothing to do with expense. We're talking about the legal efficacy. You're asking why a person would do it?
Right.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that people do which don't make sense. And there's somebody who's fighting a major war in Ukraine. Doesn't make any sense. But people do crazy things. Anyway, the Rashi continues on. So we said, "Ein get ach get v'lui mamer ach mamer." Again, we start off the same way. Ben biyovim echad lishtei yevamois, ben shnei yevamim liyevama achas. That first, the first yevam gave to the first yevama kesef kiddushin. He didn't make yibum. He didn't do chalitza, but rather he went and gave kesef kiddushin, which we call midrabanan maimer. And after that, he gave to the second yevama. Or two Yevamim gave to one Yevama, each one get kesem minor. Who achre in klub lifts up esri shoyna olav, vein etzricha hei menu get, vleli osib ikrevishnia. The first mamar did accomplish something. What did it accomplish? That he now is osib ikrevois, his wife that he took, the shemeres yavim, that he took through what we call maimer, which is really a form of erisim. So therefore, he is married to her. It's much more than just a zika to go and terminate this maimer. It won't be enough just to give a chalitza to terminate the zika. He's also going to have to give a get to terminate the maimer. But only one maimer can work, not both maimers. So if he gave a maimer to the first yivama, and now he gives to the second yivama, and or two yivama give to one yivama, it makes no difference. The second one is worthless. It's meaningless. It's gunish, mitkin, gunish. The same thing is for the ila acha, ila the next Rashi. Bo alzu v'chazu u bo hu Oy Ochiv Al Tsarasa. First one, they did a proper bia. Obviously, that worked perfectly, and that was a good yibum. And then either he or one of his brothers went and lived with a tzara. Not only is that not a mitzvah, that's a bias nus ma'almo. In fact, it happens to be an isur. What is the isur of bias echad umrachman of aloishnei batim? You can only go and do one yibum of one tzara. You can't be miyabim multiple tzaras. Whether that rises to the level of an isur kares or it's only an isur lav. We had a discussion about that back on Daf Yud Amid Beis, a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. But clearly it's Asur, and therefore that Bia again has no, it's a meaningless Bia vis-a-vis Hilchos Yibim Mechalitza, and therefore Lein Asur B'Kroy Yisar, there's no Isur to go marry any of the Kroyvois of that second woman. It's like living consensually or violating any woman's Tamasaya. Any single woman, let's not go into issues, a regular woman that a person lives with either consensually or he lives by violating her, and then after that he decides to be a nice guy and to go and marry the sister or the chamoisoy, etc., of that woman. He's not the nicest person in shul, but nevertheless, there is no isser involved in doing that because that was not a legal valid fact. And therefore, just as nusba'ala, no din of isser kregeis. So now we've gone through Rabban Gamliel, back to the Mishnah Gamliel, Oimer, Ein Get Acher Get, V'loi Maimer Acher Maimer, V'loi Be'ila Acher Be'ila. Rashi doesn't even comment on, but he assumes that everybody understands, V'loi Chalitza Acher Chalitza. Once you give one Chalitza to one of the Avamois, then we're finished, we're done. The second Chalitza is totally superfluous and worthless and meaningless. It's Gunish Mit Gunish. You don't have any dinam of Kroivois or Achois Chalutzosoi, because the second Chalitza wasn't a Chalitza. It was Gunish Mit Gunish. And we continue on, the Chachamim agree in the latter two cases that there's no such thing as Be'ila Acher Be'ila or Chalitza Acher Chalitza. There, however, is Yesh Get Acher Get, Yesh Mamer Acher Mamer, Avaloi Acher Be'ila, Avaloi Acher Chalitza Klo. That the reason why there's nothing after Be'ila or after Chalitza is like Rashi already explained. Because once a person accomplishes either Yibam or Chalitza, that's it.
Show's over.
Exactly. Both she, the Balas, well, in the case of the lady that has received the Yibam, she's now a married lady to that Yavam. Yavam Yavama, Ishtar L'chol Dovar, and that's it. If he's going to live with any of the other Yavamites, or any of the brothers are going to live with the other Yavamites, then just going to be an Oiver and Isur. Ba'yisechet, Omer Achman, V'leishnei Batim. So, nothing to talk about. Chalitza as well, once you give a Chalitza, again, that resolves the whole issue. So the second Chalitza, or the second Be'ila, is worthless. There is a machlokes, however... Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. I came on late. So you can't reverse a mimer? Once you give a mimer, you can't change your mind without you, a get?
No. You certainly can change your mind. It's no different than any husband that gets married to a wife and does not fully consummate the marriage, just goes and does. Erisin is typically you give Kesef Kedushin or a shtar, and then he or she says, I changed my mind. So there are two ways of terminating every single marriage. Either, Chas V'Sholem, someone passes away, or one gives a get to the other. So yes, by Maimer one can give a get. And we're going to talk about that extensively in our Mishnah, as well as in the Parak. So you're very good. The Chomoyim, there's a famous story with Rabbi Kiva Eiger. There was a gentleman in the city of Rabbi Kiva Eiger that did not want to go and give a get to his wife. And the Beis Din said to him, Mister, you better give a get. You have to give a get. Every reason in the Torah, you have to give a get. And he said to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I refuse. You could stand on your head. I'm not interested. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger said, remember the first Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin. What did it say in the first Mishnah? That a person is Niknes B'Sholish, Aisha Niknes B'Sholish Rachim, the koines atzma b'shtei drachim. What are the shtei drachim? Either the misas abal or a get. So the husband heard that and he said, oh, that's a veiled threat against me. Aha, you know, to heaven with all you rabbis. And he stormed out of the Beis Din, and then right in front of the Beis Din shtibel, there was a group of steps. It was a staircase, and he started walking down the steps. He tripped over one of the steps, fell to the ground on top of his head, and he died instantly on the spot. I've already spoken to other Rashi Bezdin of today, and they said the Halavai, they would have that koyach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that person who is a recalcitrant, disputant, and refuses to go and listen to the Bezdin, Halavai, they would have that koyach. But there's only one Rabbi Kiva Eger. Anyway, one shouldn't think that Chas HaShem was Rabbi Kiva Eger was a very kind and benevolent person, but if you refuse to listen to Rabbanim and you go and spit in their faces, Shem Yisborach is looking on top. There's a closed circuit camera everywhere.
B'chol Masecha b'Sefer Yisrael, now they put him in jail.
That person, yeah. Well, there's a big shaila whether that works, but that's not for today's discussion.
Right.
Something known as a get ma'usa. But anyway, but that's not for today. So getting back to our Mishnah. The Chacham disagree on the Yesh Gerach, get the Yesh Mamer Acher Mamer. They hold that there is an inyan of a get achi get. What means an inyan? That the second get does work. Now, how does that work? What does the chum mean? So, if you look at the first of the wide lines of Rashi into the second, yesh get achi get. The kamalu docha legamri. The first get that was given certainly doesn't accomplish a full resolution of the issue because there was no yibam and there was no chalitza. But it was doicha partially. Hilka chakati ika palga zika. There's still a little zika left over. Palga, of course, literally means a half a zika. It doesn't mean a half a zika. It means some of the zika has been resolved, but some of the zika still remains. The best rai is to buy a chalitza because you still need a chalitza. Hilka chahani basra bahavi gerushasa bi osa b'kroi b'yisera. So therefore, the second one does have some meaning. It is his grusha after all, and therefore he's osa b'kroi b'yisera. So it's very interesting, the machlokes between Gamliel and the Chacham. According to Gamliel, the whole institution of Maimer and Get have over them a big suffix, a big question mark. Does it accomplish? Doesn't it accomplish? And therefore, since I'm not sure how much it accomplishes, so said Ram Gamliel, the way Rashi explained, that Mamanavshach, if you're telling me that it resolved everything and the Zika went away, wonderful. So then the second get is garnished, because after all, we already resolved it. And the same thing would apply to Maimer. If Maimer accomplishes just like Yibam, Shoyts, and then there's nothing to talk about. So the second Maimer and the second get are worthless. On the other hand, if you're going to go and tell me, no, that first get was really strong, and Maimer is really strong, and it really takes over the Zika and resolves the whole situation. So then the second get is nothing, and the second and Maimer is nothing. It's as if you performed a Yimur Chalitza. So that was Ram Gamliel. While the Rabbanan say, it's not that there's a suffix. The question is, rather, the issue is that it only performs halfway. It's a Vadai. The Vadai is that it only takes away part of the Zika. Part of the Zika remains. So that other part of the Zika remains is dealt with either with the Maimer or with the Get, and therefore it does have some validity and some meaning after all, and that's why Osir Bikroi Vesel. So that's a Chum in the Mishnah. Chum, Moim, Yesh, Kirach, Yev, Yesh, Mamar, Ha, Maimar, Ava, Le'achar, Be'ilav, Le'achar, Chalitza, Klum, because those are Minatayra, and that resolves the Zika totally. So the second act that you do after that is just totally meaningless. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says Ketzad. And Rashi already tells us this Ketzad doesn't go directly on the cases that we were talking about until now, but it's really something new. If you skip to the Rashi, the fourth, fifth of the wide lines, Ketzad, Lava Pluktikoi. We're not going back on Ram Gamliel and the Chachamim. El Miltzabab Ben Afshi. We're starting something grand. Vayovim Echad, Vayivam Achas Koi. And we're talking about one Yovim and one Yivamah. That's how the Gemara explains it. Okay. So, Ketzad. You have over here a regular Yavam who gave Maimer to his Yavama. He gave Kesef Kiddushin. Venosel again, he gave her a get. Okay. So he has taken away the Maimer. That was Jeff's point before. The Maimer has now been addressed and resolved. But Zrichim and a Chalitza. You still have to do Chalitza to take away the original Zika that has not been addressed. Get. What happens if that same Yavama, first he did Maimer, and then we told him, ah, mister, that doesn't take away the Zika. Okay, I'll do Chalitza too. What happens if he does not want to stay with that Yavama? He has to go and give her a get. Now at this point, it's not that, does he have a choice now? Does he want to consummate the marriage or not? because after all, he did a Mayimar, and the next step would normally be, let's do Yibam, but now it's too late, because he already did a Chalitza. Once you do a Chalitza, Kimish Lebana Shuv Lo Yivne. So the only thing that's left for him to do is Tzrichem and a Get. He has to go and give a Get to end the Mayimar connection. The other way around, Osam Mayimar, Ubaal, what happens if he did a Mayimar, and after that he did a Be'il a Yibam, Harizuka Mitzvasa, this is a perfect job. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like that Mitzvah, this is what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to jump into the Yibam, but you're supposed to do a Mayimar. And then after that, if you decide to go ahead, you're going to go and consummate with a Be'ilam. However, Rashi tells us, it's Lav Davka Harizuki Mitzvasa. Rashi says, Af Zuki Mitzvasa. You see, Rashi Harizuki Mitzvasa, this is also good. In other words, there is no requirement of doing Mayimar. You could still today, other than Abishol, of course, you could go and do Yibam without the previous Maimer, but if you did Maimer, be like, sure, it's good, no problem. Nosen get the awesome Maimer. What happens if he gave a get to his Yivama, and then after that he did Maimer, he gave a Kesef Kiddushin. Now this is a Ipcham Estavernik, this is the person that does things in reverse. He's supposed to give Maimer, and then a get, not a get, and then Maimer. No, there are all types of individuals in this world. Anyway, so Nosen get the awesome Maimer. Tzrich get v'chalitza. So now, the fact that he did Maimer, since that Maimer was after the get, there's still a Zika in town, because he didn't do Chalitza and he didn't do Yibam. Since it's still a Zika, when the person does Maimer, so it's Kesef Kiddushin, no better, no worse than any person, any Chosin giving his Kala, giving her Kesef Kiddushin. So, Tzrich get, you need a get to end that Maimer. And you cannot make a Yibum, because he started off with a Nosan Get, he gave a Get. By giving Get, you have the problem of Kibin Shvei Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. By giving the Get, that obviously it's not Menatoyra. Menatoyra, Kibin Shvei Bona is referring that you did a Chalitza. But Midraban, once you give a Get, that means I'm not marrying you. If I'm not marrying you, so then Kibin Shvei Bona Shuv Lo Yivne, Midraban. Vyaz the Maimer, afterwards he does his Maimer, so Tzrich Get, he needs a Get to take away the Maimer. This is no worse than anybody that first is Megarish, his wife, and then takes her back. But the Maimer is effective, even though he gave her a Get. But twice he gives her a Maimer now. So Tzrich Get, he needs a Get to take away the Maimer. And now he has to go and resolve the overriding concern of Yibam v'chalitza, the Zika. Yibam he can't do, because nothing Get. And he gave a second Get. Exactly. But v'chalitza he has to do, and he gives chalitza. And then that ends that story. Nosen get ubal, if he gave a get initially, again the same problem, kibun shleibana, and then instead of doing maimer ubal, he did a bia, he went and did a full-fledged yibam, tzrich get v'chalitza, that bia was no good, since it was after a kibun shleibana shuv lo yivne situation, but elamaisi he made a bila, so tzrich get, he needs a get to remove that bila, just like the case of the maimer, to take away that bia, and he needs a chalitza because he's not allowed to continue on living with her because of the fact of a kibush leibanish of the yivne. It's in the Torah. So therefore, he needs a chalitza to resolve as well the entire situation. Yes.
Well, it would seem that the get really was not effective. It's just a rabbanon. The bia is an effective eraisa. So
and therefore,
one would say maybe he should be able to makayim her, maybe he should be able to keep her.
But he didn't. He gave her a get afterward.
No, but
he's asking why did he need to? Why do you have to give a chalitza? Why can't he go and be boiled? Why can't he just be mekayimer?
Yeah. So therefore, not the chachila, but if he went ahead and did it.
No, I understand. This
we're talking about right. A case where he gave her a get, then he lived with her. So you're saying, why can't he just continue living with her?
Right.
And you're asking an excellent question.
Yeah.
So the answer is kivin shalei bana shuv liyivne.
Okay.
But now you're asking, where do I take this from? So let's look at the Rashi. Get nos and get ubal, about 6-7 lines before the very wide lines. You have that at the end of the line. Yes. Ubal. What does it actually say? Continue on. Why?
Below
Yivna, because it says kibush lebanish Yivna. As soon as he gives that get, stop. Nothing to talk about further. Don't talk about bia. Don't talk about maimer. Kibush lebanish Yivna. But nevertheless, he needs a get lebiyasei v'chalit lezikasei. Why does he need a get lebiyasei? Because says Rashi, get lebiyase a filler of a kibbut yom egedushin terms of chayyo be allowed him. To hach masisa kuler of a kibbut, he can farsh me more. Hach amoyde the tafsi kedushin bia, the get lav kechalid to dummy. Lavkui kul zika. It's not a full min ha toira kibbut shle borish le yivne. It's like the rabbanon. Hilkal hei omda ola belav gomers and ishka. Torah dikka kimin shleibana. It's a drabbanim dikka kimin shleibana, and therefore that's why the second bia after that has enough of tvisa that it requires a get. Because normally I would say kohen shabbat kiva, anything which is balav, it's not toifis. What do I need it to get for?
Right.
So therefore Rashi says, since there is room left after that get to still have a zika, the best arai is because he didn't yibam or chalitz until now. So therefore to address that, if he does now that maimer, it does work midrabanan. So he needs a get midrabanan to undo that maimer. Okay, but he needs a chalitza as well to undo the entire zika, which still remains. Nosen get v'cholatz. What happens if he first gave a get, and after that he does a chalitza? Einach chalitza klum. Once you give a chalitza, that ends the story. There's no more zika. The fact that he gave a get would have prevented the husband anyway, or the yavam anyway, from doing a yibam. Why would it prevent it? Because of the same reason we just gave now midrabanan kim shleibana shev la yevne. So what does he have to do? He has to do a chalitza. Once you do a chalitza, we are done. After all, there was a get with chalitza, nothing more to talk about. Okay, now we next case. Now the next case goes seriatim. That means that the Mishnah goes and makes it all with vav, vav, vavs, but really it's separate cases. The person initially did a chalitza, and then after that, remember Rashi said before we're talking about a yavam echad and yavam achas. On the Amud Beis, we're going to say the same thing applies to one Yavam and multiple Yavamas. We're going to see that in Mechim shortly. But in the meantime, it's just one Yavam and one Yavama. Cholitz, first he gave a Chalitza. And then the Asa Maimer, after that he gave Maimer to her. Or, after that he gave a Get to her. Or, after the Chalitza he did a Bia. In every one of these cases, we have to insert the four words on the next line. Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. Once he gave that initial Chalitza, anything else that he does after that is all Dvarim Betelim Umvutalim, possible Isurim, but certainly he hasn't accomplished anything. Because once Chalitza is done, finished. There's no more Zika, nothing more to talk about. So now when he does a Maimer, that Maimer is Osir. Why is it Osir? Kivishle Banishalev Yivne. And this is already Menatoira at Kivishle Banishalev Yivne because Cholatz, he made a Chalitza. So he has no business going and giving a maimer now. Giving a get now is not ridiculous. What's the purpose of the get? After all, they did a chalitza. Ubal, if he wants to be boil after the chalitza, so that's the case. We had like giving a get and afterwards doing a beer. Here's even worse. He did a chalitza, he does a beer. Now by doing the beer, he's certainly over the iser of kim shlibana, shuv, la, yivna, nothing to talk about, enach chalitza klo. You should really insert these four words here right before the oy, as we'll see in Rashi in a moment. And now the Mishnah gives a similar type of pattern. The person started off, Rabbi, good morning. We are now the second line from the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph. Yeah, you have it. Good. Excellent.
I just didn't get... The problem is, if he's either also Eishes Ach in this instance, for example...
Is he Paka Be'erba? Is he Paka Be'erba?
You're asking an excellent question. What you're asking is, any time a person who was
disqualified,
a person who gave chalitza or midrabanan gave get, so that he's not allowed to go now and either do maimer or yibum. So the Gemara said before, he's over on an isra lav of kimish lebana shuv lo yifna. The question is whether that lav rises to the level of a isra karis. So back in the Yud Amud Beis, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. My recollection is that the Gemara holds that vis-a-vis the chalutza herself, everybody agrees it's only an Isser Lav. The machloikis was the other brothers as well as the other tsarois. If after that chalitza, if either one of the brothers marries that chalutza, or one of the tzaras, or for that matter, even he himself, if he were to be marrying one of the tzaras, is that considered to be an Issa Lav or an Issa Karis? So if you want to go back just for a short second to Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara starts approximately 12 lines from the top of the Amud, where it says, Itmar, HaCholetz Livemtoi, do you have that? 12, 13, 14 lines from the top of the Amud, Yud Amud Beis. The person gives chalitza to his yivama, v'chod v'kidsha, and now he was mekadosher after that. We're looking at Yud Amud Beis. Amr Ish Lakish, Who ain chayv ala yud amud beis? 10b. 10b. Yud amud beis. At the very beginning of the line, there's an asterisk. Amri shlokish, who ain chayv ala chalutza karis? He, if he were to go and now be miyabim the chalutza, he himself gave a chalitza, now he decides to go and do yibum, he is not chayv a karis on that. For achin chayyavan ala chalutza karis. Ala tzora bein hu ubeina achin chayyavan ala tzora karis. The reason is because vis-a-vis the chalutza holds Reish Lakish, and we'll see Rabbi Yochim as well, you're only over the Isser Lav of Kimish Lebona Shuv Lo Yivne. But vis-a-vis all the other Yivamais, as well as the other Yivamim, since they didn't do anything, it's the old Eishasach, which is a din, exactly, which has a din of Issacharis. But Rabbi Yochim disagrees. Rabbi Yochim Amar Bein Hu, or Bein Achim, Ein Chayom Uloy Al Chalutza Karis, Vuloy Al Tzare Karis. What's the reason why? He only holds it as Isser Lav of Kimish Lebona Shuv Lo Yivne. And that Yovam Hu Echad went and gave a chalitza to Yivam Hu Achaz, he acted as a shliach on behalf of all the other Yivamim. She acted as a shlicha on behalf of all the other Yivamois. So it's as if each and every one of them got a chalitza from all the brothers, and therefore all of them only have the Isser of Kimish Lebona Shuv Lo Yivne, and therefore it's not an Isser Koriz, it's only an Isser Lav. But even if it's only Isalav, we still go back to the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, whether Isalav is Toifis Kedushin or not in this type of situation. Yes, Rabbi, any other questions?
But why is the Koris excluded?
What?
Because Anoch Elavai said, by logic, the Koris should be present here. If we are talking about having relations with a Asian
side. Yeah, that's true. That's your...
The fact that he gave chalitza.
Once he gave chalitza, he did what the Torah requires, that if you have a yovam and yivama situation, until now, before she became a yivama and he became a yovam, you're absolutely right. There was an iser eshesach. But the Torah gives us a suspension, a moratorium on those rules for the yovam that's going to do the yibum or the chalitza. Either way, if he takes yibum, he's it's Eishasach, but the Torah is matter this Eishasach. In fact, the Torah gives you the mitzvah, as well as Chalitza. So that resolves it, and vis-a-vis this individual, the whole Isra of Eishasach now goes poof, the whole Zika is Nifka, nothing left. The only thing that's left is that the Torah created a new Isur, and that is the Kimish Lebona Shuv Lo Yivne. But the old Isra of Eishasach goes away. Okay? And now back to our Mishnah Nun Amid Aleph, the last two lines, where we're up to Oy Boal, again Yovam Echad and Yovam Achas. He first did a Bia, means he did a full-fledged Yibam. We also Maimon, after that he did a Maimer, or Nosan Get, V'Cholat, Einacher Chalitza Klum. This Lashon of Einacher Chalitza Klum doesn't seem to mean anything, because we're starting off now with the Oy Boal, means that the first thing that he did was a bia.
Right?
Exactly. So what should it l'choyde say? Einacher
get.
Or einacher bia klum. On the last four cases. Remember we had two sets here. Go back one line earlier. We had cholatz. First he did a chalitza. And then he did a maimer. And then he gave a get. And then he did a bia. Einacher chalitza klum. It should say einacher chalitza klum.
Yes.
But those four words are missing. Just keep that in back of your mind. And then it says in the Mishnah, Oy Boal, or he didn't start off with the Chalit, he started with the Yibam. No, the
Chayar.
Exactly. And then Lasa Maimon, Lasa Ged, Vecholetz, Einach Chalitza Klum, there's nothing, Einach Chalitza Klum? Einach Abia Klum. Right? Aren't you all perturbed?
Yeah.
Well, are you also agitated? You're also, yeah, look at the last Rashi.
I conceived last night, I was so
I'm sure. Look at the last two lines of Rashi. Einach Chalitza Klum. Areishikoi. It's going on the earlier case. That's why I keep on saying insert it after the word Ubaal before Oibaal, two lines from the bottom of the Omid, put in the words Inach Chalitza Klum. Areishikoi can be sure. Yeah. Valishan de Seva Diktoni. Oibaal, Vasa Maimon, Vasa Get, Vacholet, Havishayach Lemisti, Einacher. Biyaklub. That's what it should say in Echa Biyaklub. The Gemara come a fire shnik boy lay mitchem. We see the end of today's daf. The Gemara is going to ask that very question. The words in Echa Chalitza Klub don't mean anything. It's in Echa Biyaklub. Yeah, is it good?
So it says Obal, Obal, but also Mimer, and then after the Biyah he did a Mimer.
Mm-hmm.
Then he Nasan Get.
That's it. He gave her a Get. They're now divorced.
Right,
it's done.
Mm-hmm. Vachalitz. And then he asked.
Or he gave a chalitza. Yeah. Would that chalitza be meaningful after giving
No.
That's right.
Okay.
So then that's Rashi's kashin. That's going to be the Gemara's kashin. Should say Enach Abiyakla. Okay. So don't be too upset. Okay. So now, until now, the last few lines, like Rashi said, by the Ketzad, we were talking about Yovam Echad and Yovam Achas. We now go to the top of Nun Amit Beis. Achas Yovam Achas Li Yovam Echad. The achas shnei yevamos liyovam echad. Everything that we've said so far applies equally to yevam achas and yevam echad, one and one, and it also applies to shnei yevamos liyovam echad.
Tzaris.
But you have the two tzaris, and of course now we're going to have a lot of tzaris. So what are those tzaris? Says the Mishnah, ketzad. And if you go case by case and compare it to the Amud Aleph, you'll see it goes in the same pattern, except that instead of talking about doing both vis-a-vis one Yevama, we're now going to talk about doing it to the two tzaris, one and one. Ketzad. Also, Maimon Bezu, Umaimon Bezu. Firstly, this is like Rashi at the beginning of the Perek, the beginning of Rabbi Gamliel, Maimer Achar Maimer, Get Achar Get. That was before we got to the Ketzad, Yovam Echad, Yevama Achas. That was just the introduction. We had that machloikis, yesh mamar acha mamar, ein mamar acha mamar. Okay, so ketzad. Also, maimer zu, he did maimer with yevama one. Or maimer zu, now did maimer with yevama number two. Tzrichos shnei gittin, you're going to have two gittin. Now, why do you have to have two gittin? Obviously, this part of the Mishnah disagrees with Rabban Gamliel and agrees with the Rabbanan. Because you remember on the Amud Aleph, we had that Rabban Gamliel says, Ein mamer acher mamer. The second mamer is meaningless. The Chum said, Yesh get acher get v'yesh mamer acher mamer. So therefore, this part of the Mishnah that says, Osa mayim bezu, that you need two gittin, obviously is like the Rabbanon and not like Rabban Gamliel. If you don't trust me, if you look at Rashi on the fourth line, Tzricha shnei gittin, ki Rabbanon, v'yesh mamer acher mamer, v'yibumi loy. At this point, why does it say in the Mishnah, Tzricha shnei gittin v'chalitza? Why don't you go and do yibum? So Timur v'yibum niloy, so Drashi v'yibum niloy, dehechi levin, what should he do? Ilyu mitravayu, havle shnei batim. Obviously he can't do both. V'yilachoda, hoil v'chaverta, bey, chaverta, bey, agida, havle boine shnei batim. Because of the fact that he has married each one of them, not married them in the Yibum sense, but married both of them in the Maimer sense, so at least the Rabbanon, he's been Boina one bias. If he's going to be Miyabim, the second one, then he's going to have a Shnei Batim mid Rabbanon on his hands, and say for the Rabbanon say, the only way to resolve this is to go and give two gittin, a get to this one, a get to that one. And then Mechalitza. Chalitza will be, of course, will take away the whole Zika in the first place, and that will resolve the whole issue. What happens? Maimer bezu v'get lezu. He gives a maimer to the first one, and then he gives a get to the second one. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Vis-a-vis the mamer, he has to go and give a get. Why does he have to go and give a get? Because the maimer was toifis midrabanan. He didn't do a yibam, but he did a maimer, and the maimer works. They are now married with a small M, not with a capital M. They didn't consummate. Okay, but there's a maimer there. So now to resolve that, he's going to have to go and give her a get. Why can't he go and say, let him be miyabim? He can't be miyabim because since he gave a get to the second one, we have a kibush le'bana shalayivna on our hands. And so therefore he cannot consummate the first marriage. Mayim bezu, if he get lezu, so he get, he'll give a get to go and resolve the maimer. But there's still a zika. He gives chalitza to resolve the zika. So as you see, it's a little bit, each time you have to remember all the details, and it's a little bit, if you will, tedious going through each one of the cases again and again. But bottom line is they more or less fall into the same type of pattern that you have to be concerned about. Number one, kimish lebana shulva yivna, and number two, the problem of shnei batim. And Rashi supports everything that we've said, except for those cases where I've made mistakes, and which is, happens every other line. Anyway, continuing right to the Mishnah, Maimer bezu u ba'al ezu. If he give Maimer for one of them, and now he's miyabin the other one. Now, had he been miyabin the other one first, that would be perfect. However, that's not what he did. He first gave Maimer to one of them. So really, he shouldn't be giving Be'ilah to the other one, because of the fact of you now let him go and be boynish nebatim. And therefore, to go and terminate that situation, Tzrichas Beis Gittin, you have to have the two Gittin. One to take away that first Maimer. The second one, the Be'ila, is no worse than marriage, and therefore you need a get for that as well. But that still doesn't take away the Zika. So you have a Chalitza to go and take away the whole Zika. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi on this point, Maimer Lezu Bolezu, keep your finger in the place, you shouldn't forget. It's about two lines further down. Maimer Lezu Bolezu. Also, the Kaim, he's not allowed to be Mekayim the Balas Be'ila. L'choira, I should go and say, that's Yibim, so let him. The Hoyl Vekamaisa Gidabe. You with me? You have the Rashi?
Yeah.
Since he is Ogit to the first one, Havalishleim Ba'atib, but Srikhshnei Gittin. Zu get le mamore, vizu get le biyosa, and vachalitza li achas mehen uteres sarasa. That's a chalitza that'll wipe everything away. Avu beget le chudei loy nafke balas bia hoyul de bia psuli. Why don't you go and say that by giving a get to the balas bia, so that's like any time that a person does yibam, ishtei lechol davar. After that, go and give a get, and we're done. What do I need the chalitza for? Says Rashi, because the bia is a bia psula here. And we're going to learn more about this as we get into the Gemara. What means the bia psula? Since he was not able to, he's not allowed to continue living with that second tzara because of the fact of the shnei batim. It's not a shnei batim min hatoyr, it's a shnei batim midrabanan. Why is a shnei batim midrabanan? Because he gave maimer to the first one, and now he's doing yibam to the second one. So that bia is, we say bia psul, it's like the Imara said before, Rashi said bia gruahi. It's an inferior, it's not it's so much the psul as much as inferior bia, because he should not have, it's not even instant rabanan, no question. But the psul over here is in the sense that he should not have done Maimer and then done the Bila. If he wanted, he should have done the Bia first and then Ein Acha Bia Kulam, like we spoke about on the bottom of the Yom Ha'alam, but he didn't do it that way. So therefore, since it's an inferior, deficient type of Bia, the Get doesn't resolve the entire picture, and the picture is only resolved if you have a Chalitza that takes away the Zik. Right, the next case in the Mishnah, Maimer Bezu V'cholatz Lezu. He gave a maimer to the first one, and then he gave a chalitza to the second one. Harishoyna tzricha get, then you don't have to repeat the chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum, that's fine. When we say ein achar chalitza klum, means that anything that transpires post-chalitza is meaningless, because after all, the zika has been severed with the chalitza. But the maimer that he did pre-chalitza, that maimer is still hanging out there. And therefore, to resolve that, you have to go and give a get. He cannot consummate that maimer because he gave a chalitza. Chalitza min ha-toira, kimish lo-ibana, shuv lo-yidna. Get lezu v'get lezu. Tzrichos hemenu chalitza. Give a get to the first, and then he gave a get to the second one. Tzrichos hemenu chalitza, you still have to have a chalitza afterwards to go and take away the zika. He would not be able to go and make a yibum midrabanan. Min ha-toyre, he could have done a yibam because the get has no efficacy, min ha-toyre. The get is only drabanan. But since midrabanan has efficacy, so he's not allowed to do a yibam now, but chalitza he has to do to go and resolve. One chalitza is always enough across the board for everybody. Get lezu ubo al izu. He first gave a get to the first one, and then he was boiled the second one. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Once again, the Baal person, I would think, oh, he made Yibam, so let him just stay with that second Tzara. He can't, because that Be'ila followed after a Get. And Rashi calls this also a, just like we said before, it's a Bia Psula. This too is a Bia Psula, because it came post-Get. In which respect is a Bia Psula? Because since the Torah says, Kim Shvei Bona Shuv Yivna, he had no business making a Be'ila after he gave a Get, because that Get means midrabanan. So he's not allowed to do the be'ila subsequent to that. So therefore, that does not resolve the zika. It's a deficient bia, and therefore tzricha get, he needs a get to remove the be'ila. That resolves the be'ila, but it doesn't resolve the zika. For that, you have to have a chalitza. Get lezu umayim bezu. First, he gave a get to the first of the two tzaris, and then he gave a maimer to the second of the two tzaris. Tzricha get v'chalitza. He's going to need a get for chalitza. This is really the same thing as the previous case of get lezu balazu. It's get lezu maimer bezu. Again, the problem with that maimer is, since he gave a get already to the first Yavama, kimish lo yibona, shuv lo yivne, and therefore he shouldn't be doing this maimer. He can't consummate by taking the maimer and now doing a full-fledged yibam, because he already did a kimish lo yibona act by giving the get. But lemaisi, he gave a maimer, and maimer is valid and has ramifications. What are those ramifications? You need a get to remove the maimer. So okay, so the maimer has been resolved, but there's still a zika. So you have to have a chalitz. Get lezu becholatz lezu. He gave a get to one and chalitza to the other one. And a chalitza klum. Anything that you do after the chalitza is worthless. There's nothing that you need to do to remove the get. Before we had a maimer lezu and becholatz lezu, so you had to remove the maimer, give a get. But you don't have to remove the get. The get is just meaningless. He gave a get for this one. After that get, he could not have been miyabim even if he wanted to, because kivin shleibana. So he taka didn't. He gave a chalitza. Shai. And a chalitza klum. We're done. We're finished. Now we come to the next case, which is similar to the case on the bottom of the Amid, and you're going to see that the Gemara is going to repeat like we had at the bottom of the Amid. Cholatz v'cholatz. He gave a chalitza to number one, and did a chalitza to number two. Of course, the second chalitza was meaningless, but that's what he did. So it's my fault he did it. Or he did a first one, he did a chalitza, and after that he did a maimer to the second one. Or after he gave the chalitza to the first one, nosan get to the second one. Or after he did chalitza with the first one, he did a beer to the second one. So now what the Mishnah should say, and if you... Well, what would you like to add?
Inachar chalitza beer klum.
Exactly. So we're not achar beer, inachar chalitza klum. Remember, this case, these are four cases of chalitza. First he started with chalitza number one, and then the second one he did a chalitza, or the second one he did a maimer, or the second one he did a get, or the second one he did a beer. In all of these cases, ein acher chalitza klum. And in fact, if you skip a line, you see that the end of the next line says, ein acher chalitza klum. And insert those words now in this spot. And now you continue on. What happens if you didn't start off with chalitza, you started off with the beer? Oy bo'al to Yavama 1 and Baal to Yavama number 2. Or Baal was a Maimer to Yavama 2. Or Baal and then nothing get to Yavama 2. And or Cholatz to Yavama 2. In all of these cases, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, it should go and say Ein Acher Bia Klum. And the exact same kasha that we had on the Amid Aleph. Again, Rashi repeats it here, the first wide line all the way down below. Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, this is going on the earlier case. That's why you should really circle those words and insert them right after the four cases of the chalitza. Put them over there. Doesn't that sound familiar? That's the same Rashi that we had in the Amid Aleph.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the Gemara coming boiling, I think Gemara is going to ask this question. You know, just a little patience, and Mitzvah, we'll get there. Rashi, the same thing on the Amid Aleph. Ein Acher Chalitza Klum Mareishakoi. Falishin the Seifa, the Chayit should say Ein Acher Bia Klum. The Gemara coming, the Gemara is going to address that shortly in Mierdze Hashem. These two cases of the Reish are the Amid Aleph and the Amid Beis are really identical cases. Just here on the Amid Aleph, we're talking about Yovam Echad, Yovam Echas. Here we're talking about Yovam Echad and Shtei Yavamis. And that was the Lashon of the Mishnah at the very top line, the top two lines. The Achas Yavam Achas Yavam Echad, the Achas Shtei Yavamis Yavam Echad. And the Rabbeinu HaKodesh is doing us a tremendous service by going through the cases yet once again, but they're basically the same cases as the Amid Aleph. Yes, we're moving from one on one to one and two. And now to add yet a further level of, I don't want to say complexity, challenge. Of challenge, good. So now the Mishnah continues on. Main Yavam Echad Lishtei Yavamais. All of the cases that we just discussed now was one Yavam to two Yavamis, but you could go and conjure up the exact same case of Mishnah Yavamin Liyavam Achas. Where, for instance, Maimer Bezu, first the first Yavam gives a Maimer to the lady, and then the second Yavam gives a Maimer to the lady. Or the first Yavam gives a Chalitza, and then the other one gives a Maimer, or a Get, you know, it's the same things that we said before, but instead of talking about one on two, it's now two on one. Two Yavam, one Yavam Achas. Good. Now, the next shikul is unrelated, and we start again. Cholatz, the Asa Maimer. And the reason, as you'll see, this is largely repetitive of what we had before, and the reason why we're repeating it is because we want to bring a machloikis between our Baal HaMishnah that we've had until now, which most of the time, according to Rashi, the Amid Aleph was going according to Rebbe Akiva, wasn't always going to Rebbe Akiva. Remember the fourth line we said about the Tzrich Shnei-Gitten, that was Kirabana, but mostly it goes according to Rebbe Akiva. And we want to go and contrast that with the view of Reb Nechemia that we're going to have in another five lines. And the nafkamina between the two is going to be legabe, when a person does a chalit, or a person does a bia, how far do we say ein achar chalit zeklum, and how far do we say ein achar bia klum? And that's going to be the machlokes, as we will see. And Mirchim, the full extent and pshat, we're not going to see today in the Gemara Mirchim, we're going to see in the next couple of days. The good news, Rabbeisa, is for those of you that find Rabbi Gamliel to be rather challenging, as I do, the good news is that the whole Perikram Gamliel is over three blat. And then things get a little bit easier. Anyway, but let's continue on right to the Mishnah. We're up to Cholat, where you see the Toises that starts with Osel and Mivel, that's the last Toises here, one line higher in the Mishnah. Cholat, first he did a Chalitza. V'yosem Maimer, and after that, subsequently he did a Maimer. Or Nosen Get, or he gave a Get. Or Ubaal, or he did a Be'ila. Once again, the first act was a Chalitza. Once you do a Chalitza, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Where do those words appear? Once again, on the next line, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, insert them parenthetically after that list of the Chalat. Chalat, Biyasa Maimer, it means he did initially a Chalitza, and then after he did a Maimer, if you're talking about the Moshel, Yovim Echad and Shnei Yevamin, which is what, Yovim Echad and Yevam Achas. So again, it's like we started off the Mishnah back on the Omer Aleph. You first had the case of he gave a chalitza, and then after the chalitza that he gave to that Yavama, he did subsequently a maimer with that same lady. Or after the chalitza, he gave a get to that same lady. Or he did a beit with that same lady. All of these things are meaningless, because once you did the chalitza, the zika goes away, and all these other things that he's trying to do, he accomplishes nothing. And, in fact, if he does a bia, he's not only not accomplishing anything, he's being oiver nisr of kimish lebanah shalva yimna, and when he does maimah, he's also oiver the same nisr, but a rabbanon dikis and not a deraisa dikis. Oh, let's go to the next set of cases. Oiboa, what happens if he did bi'ila first, and then osam maimah, or then osam get, or then chalatz, Einach chalitza klum. Why do we keep on saying Einach chalitza klum? Should be Einach bia klum. Same thing as before. But now the Mishnah explains. Einach chalitza klum. Bein batchila. Bein beemtza. Bein besof. Vabeila. Bezmanji batchila. Einach rea klum. Beemtza besof. Yesh achrea klum. What the Gemara is telling us is if the chalitza was the first Bein Bethchila, or the chalitza was somewhere in between a get and a maimer, between a maimer and a get, the chalitza, Ein ach chalitza klum, the chalitza always is totally effective, that after that, nothing more to talk about. You may have to be misakin things that happened pre-chalitza. For instance, if there was a maimer pre-chalitza, you have to take care of that. But after the chalitza, you don't have to worry about anything that transpires subsequent. If there's a maimer after that, if there's a bia after that, there's a get after that, that's all worthless. And even if the chalitza comes in the middle, we see between one thing and the other, after the chalitza, we're done. Rabbi Ila, this manchi betchila, if that's the first act among the four,
finished,
then you are fine. And echrei aklum, as you say, we're finished. We have an effective yibam, and sayonara, we're done. Ish to the chodavar. Good. But the emtza ubesaf, ish echrei aklum. If after, for instance, it was a get initially, and after that there's a be'ila, etc., then we don't say yesh, then we say yesh achareha klum. The reason why by bia is because, as we said early on in the Rashi, it was a bia psula. What means a bia psula? It was a deficient bia because it came as a result of a lav. What was the lav? If, for instance, he had initially given the mushal a get, and now he does a bia after that. So the whole bia was, unfortunately, a poor bia. So he's going to have a get for the bia, and he's going to have a chalitza to remove the whole zika. So therefore, yesh achrei aklum, according to Tanakhama, and like we've had until now. And the Gemara is going to explain this a little bit more, as we'll see in a moment. Rav Nechemia Oimer, achas bi'ila, v'achas chalitza, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besof, ein achrei aklum. It doesn't make a difference. Just like by chalitza, we say, ein achar chalitza klum, same thing with gabi bia, ein achar bia klum. We'll see much more in the Gemara. So if you want, at the very outset of the Mishnah, we had a machlokes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim about Yesh Get Acher Get and Yesh Mamer Acher Mamer. Right? Remember, if you go back for a short second to the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein get acher get v'loi mamer acher mamer." The Chum disagree. Rabbi Gamliel says there's no such thing as that second get, no such thing as the second minor. Implicit in the Mishnah is, but that the first get has a tokef, does have some legal ramifications and authority, and that the first mimer also has some authority. And that's bothering me, Gemara, because when I look in the parashah in Kisetz and I learn the whole parashah by Yim Chalitza, I don't see anything about a mamer, and I don't see anything about a get. So, Zogti Gemara, Ad Kamli Pligi, the whole machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chumam was El Beget Acher Get, meaning the get number two. Umamer Acher Mamer, and Mamer number two. I will get Echad B'Yavama. What happens if you have one Yavam, you have one Yavama, and he gives her one get? Stop, nothing more to talk about. Or you have one Yavam and one Yavama, and he gives one Maimer, Maimer Achad B'Yavama, Echad B'Yavama. Mahani, the Choyer, that does have some legal effect. The legal effect, for instance, that Rashi spoke about in the Mishnah would be Legabe Kroy voice, that after a person gives either a single get to the Yavama, or he becomes Osir Bekroy voice of that Yavama, as if it was Achois Grushasai. It's only Achois Grushasai Midrabanan, but nevertheless Achois Grushasai. And Legabi Maimer, we say, you got to resolve this Maimer. Either go the next step and have a Yiva, or go and give a get. But it does have some legal authority. That's what the Maimer means, Mahani. It works. My time, why does it work? L'chayr, I should go and say these. The Torah goes and tells you, do Yiv Mor Chalitza, and instead of that, you give a get, or you give Maimer. Or instead of that, you're going to go and eat a piece of matzah or a piece of morah. I mean, well, it's all wonderful eating matzah and morah, but what does it have to do with Yiv Mor Chalitza? What's the point of this get and this Maimer? It's Zog Timara, my time. What's the reason why they have effect? Om Rabban, I'll tell you why. Get my time. Omer Rabban and get b'yavam mahani. Why did the Chacham say the get works by yavam? Mishum de mahani ba'alma. As we know, normally if chas v'shalom, a husband and wife are at loggerheads and they both cannot see eye to eye on many major issues like who's better, the Yankees or the Knicks or the Mets and things like that, and it's gotten so bad that he decides to go and give her a divorce. So we know that get works ba'alma. And therefore, the Iamris Loi Mahani, if you're going to go and say a get by Yavama has no legal authority, it's worthless. Amri, then people who are uneducated and have not learned Mesechtas Yavamas are going to go and make a something similar to a Hekish or a Mamatzinim. Amri get Loitzia, but Chalitz Loitzia. We know a get is a piece of paper that is used to go and end marriages, to terminate marriages. We know a Chalitza also terminates Zikois. And therefore, and we know that people are giving gittin in the realm of yibam and chalitza, and we'll say umed get li mahani, since the get was worthless. If you were to say that a single get has absolutely no legal authority, they would say that when it comes to yibam chalitza, chalitza nami li mahani, that chalitza also doesn't have that final say of ending and resolving the situation. The osel mevelach chalitza, and people will say, since a get doesn't help to end this rift between the Yavam and the Yavama. Probably Chalitza also doesn't end it. And if it doesn't end, so then we can still do Yivam. And they will refuse to recognize the Kibush Leibon Ashul of Yivne, and they're going to do a Be'ila Achal Chalitza. And that's why they said, you know what, we better say that the first get does have some legal authority. Ooh, it does. So then you can't do a Yivam after that get. So people are not going to come to do Yivam after the Chalitza. So the reason why a get works is based on the Gzeira that people shouldn't make a mistake and change get and chalitza and chalitza and get and say, ah, the get is nothing, the chalitza is nothing. Let's move on to yibam, which of course is prohibited. What's the reason why maimer b'yivama does work? Says imar mishim de mahani ba'alma. Because normally by a regular erusin, you know, maimer works. In other words, giving kesef kedushin or shtar. And therefore, the amris loy mahani, if you're going to say in the Yavam and Yavama setting context that Maimer doesn't work. Ami Mama Liknos and Bia Liknos. Well, we know Isha Liknos Visholish Drachim. You have the Maimer, the first two, and then you have the Bia, and they're going to go and say, well, if Maimer doesn't work over here, normally Maimer works in the form of Erisin by a regular Kala. And Bia, of course, also works Nisuin by a regular Kala. And they'll say in the context of Yavama and Yavama, how do you going to tell me the first Maimer is worthless? In other words, just one Maimer on its own, that if nothing happened, they'll say, they're going to go and say, that B also doesn't really do anything. If there are multiple tzarais, then a person might go and do a Be'ila on the second one, figuring, well, since we just said now the Maimer doesn't work to conclude and end the case, so probably Yibam also doesn't work to end the case, and he might come to be boiled the second Tzara. Or if there are multiple Yavamim, the second Yavam will go and be boiled the same Yavama.
Same girl.
Exactly. And therefore, that's why they had to go and say, there got to be the case of both a single get and a single Maimer. Yes, they do work midrabban. Now, getting back to the latter part of our Mishnah, my time Omer Rabbanan, the Bia Psula Yesh Achareha Klum. The reason why the Gemara says Omer Rabbanan is because, remember, Rem Nechemia disagrees, but the Rabbanan say that there's a difference between a Bia Psula. What's the definition of Bia Psula? Like we explained before, it's a Bia Grua. It's a Bia that follows after a previous act, other than, of course, Maimer. Maimer and then Bia, we said in the Mishnah,
sequence.
That's totally fine. That's Harizuki Hilchasan, Rashi says, Afzuki Hilchasan, that's fine. But if you had it, for instance, after a get, that Bia would be considered a deficient or inferior Bia, then Yesh Achreya Klum. And that's why you have to go and both take care of not only the Bia, by giving now a chalitza to take on, or not only to go and take a bia, give a get, you don't have to take a chalitza to go and take away the zika. So why do they say bia psul yesh achre aklo? Amri, because iya ba'achar haget, he, gzeira bia achar haget, mishim bia achar chalitza. If we're talking about a bia that occurred post a get, so then the gzeira, that if you're going to go and say that bia works after the get, then they're going to go and say that bia works after chalitza as well. And that would be a kibush lebanish of a yivne. That's a real isin menatayin.
It's kibush lebanim if there was a chalitza.
Exactly. So be a acher chalitza, and that's why it would be prohibited. If you're talking about on the yovam himself, the Gemara said on Daf Yud, the yovam and the yavama themselves, if he gave an ishi chalitza,
right,
and after that he was miyabim, then everybody would agree it's only an isra lav. The machleik between Ishlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan is whether subsequent to that, either the cholates with the other yavam mois, or another yavam with this chalutza, well, that would be a din of an isser eishes ach min ha-toira, and therefore the din of kareis, and that's how Ishlokesh learned. But Rabbi Yochanan holds it goes across the board that the yavam represents all the yavamim, and the yavama represents all the tzarais, and therefore all of them only have an islam of kibush lebanish lo yivam. That's more back on Daf Yud. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara again. So why did they say biyapsul yesh achrei aklum? Am I biyachar get he gzeira biyachar get mishem biyachar chalitza. We don't want people to go and think that you can go and do a yivam achar chalitza, and therefore you said don't do yivam after get. The biyachar maimer he, again, we're not talking about the same person doing bia achar maimer, that's fine, but two separate ones, two separate yavamas, two separate yavamim. He gzeira bia achar maimer mishem bia achar bia. That if you're going to allow a bia achar maimer by saying that the first maimer is gunish, then people are going to do two yavamim with two yavamais, bia with Sprinzen and then with Chani. And of course,
it's
bia achar and rachmona vishnei batim. Why does everybody agree that chalitza psula? You know, the reason why the Gemara called it the chalitza psula, because there too, if somebody did something pre the chalitza, doesn't that also weaken the bonds of that chalitza? Amri, says the Gemara, my ligzar, what gezeira could I possibly do? Nigzar chalitza achar get mishum chalitza achar chalitza, that if I'm going to go and say that chalitza achar get doesn't work, and then people are going to go and say, well, you can't do a chalitza after chalitza either. Koki hani tachlev the table. You can go and make 100 chalitzas. You can make 1,000 chalitzas. Once you've, there's nothing, no isser will occur as a result of doing a second chalitza. If you're going to go and do a yibum after chalitza, you have a kibush lebanish leivne. If you're going to go and do a separate maimer and a separate bia, then you have a problem of shnei batim. However, if you have multiple chalitzas, yavam echad with multiple yavamois, or multiple yavamin doing chalitzas, do as many chalitzas as you want. Not that you have accomplished anything, but you have not been over any isser, so no reason to be goyzer. It's called kehani tachlitz v'teizel. Ligzer chalitza achar maimer. Mishum chalitza achar bia, maybe you should make a gezeira of chalitza after maimer, just like chalitza achar bia. Or to chalitza achar maimer miloi baye get lema moroi. It's not as if at the chalitza achar maimer that ends the picture. It ends the kanal haba, but it doesn't help the lishaavar what he did before. So if you have a chalitza achar maimer, you're going to have to resolve that maimer. You don't have to worry about any maimer after the chalitza, but you do have to worry about the maimer pre-chalitza. How are you going to deal with that? You'll need a get to resolve and take away that maimer, and then you have the chalitza. It will work. And similarly, chalitza achar bia nami. By a get lebiyasa, you need a get for that original bia. So it's not as if you're just going to be hanging out there, and therefore there's no reason for the chachamim to gemal and make a special gzeira. It will stop over here. Mitchum, continue tomorrow at Amar Rava. Thank all of you for listening and for participating. Okay, tomorrow the
news is
the schedule is going to be a little bit different. Let me first turn this off.